Hi, it's Glenn Beck. See you weekdays at noon on my new home in Seattle, Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Back we are, John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI, and joining me from the Heritage Foundation, Washington, D.C., Dan Holler. Actually, he's with Heritage Action for America, which is affiliated with Heritage. Dan, how you doing this morning?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to get the latest on what's going down on the floor of the U.S. Senate with the immigration bill.
Well, I mean, it's one of these rare times in Washington where you're actually seeing a real debate take place. And you have folks going down there and making arguments back and forth about the bill. And you know, we may start to see some actual amendments be voted on today. But the real deal that Washington's caught up right now is with border security. Everybody's talking about border security. And look, all of us want to secure the border, but you know, nothing that's being talked about actually fixes the major problem with the bill, which is that 180 days after it becomes law, if it does become law, the folks who are here illegally get legal status. I mean, that to me is the huge part of this bill that nobody talks about, is that amnesty happens in 180 days. And let's be clear, once you grant amnesty to somebody, that legal status is never going away.
Well, why would so many Republicans vote for something that the vast majority of Americans don't believe in? They don't believe in legalizing illegals or in a pathway to citizenship.
Yeah, the Republican Party establishment, and remember, this started under George W. Bush and with Karl Rove. They tried this in 2006 and 2007. They really believe, for some reason, I don't understand why, but they really believe that we have to pass amnesty if we want to be competitive with Hispanic voters. And
I don't know, how did this happen? I mean, Reagan signed Simpson-Mazzoli. 2 years later, his vice president runs for president. He gets 30% of the Hispanic vote. Why do they think there's a connection between amnesty and votes for Republicans?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a great point. And remember, John McCain was the chief backer in the Senate back in 2006 and 2007, and he got destroyed amongst Hispanic voters when he ran for president in 2008. And here's my problem with this whole thing. This is an excuse, at least in my mind, by the Republican Party establishment. They need to be able to go out there and win the argument on why conservative policies are good for America, good for the economy, good for communities, good for families, families, whether Hispanic or otherwise, right? They need to go out there and win that argument. If they can't win that argument with hardworking Americans, it doesn't matter who they pander to. They're not going to be able to win national elections anyway. But that's a lot harder to do than say, hey, let's go pass some amnesty bill.
Again, our line's open, 206-421-5757 outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. My guest is Dan Holler. From Heritage Action for America. By the way, go ahead and tell us the distinction between Heritage Action versus Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, sure. Heritage Action is, think of it as an activist organization. You know, we have the same mission as the Heritage Foundation, which has been around for 40 years doing great conservative policy research. Our goal is to take that policy research and get members of Congress not only to read it and say, hey, yeah, that sounds good, but then to actually act on it so we can get conservative policies enacted into law and save the country.
Okay. And your focus right now is, of course, the immigration bill. Is it going to pass the Senate?
You know, I am much more optimistic than a lot of people in this town. I think the bill has real problems. I think the American people are only now starting to engage in this debate. They were very focused, for understandable reasons, on the IRS scandal. They're very focused on the NSA spying. You know, now it's time to start focusing on the amnesty bill, and I think people are getting focused. They're calling for their members of Congress and their senators, and these senators are beginning to realize, oh, gosh, you know, our constituents are still passionate about this. We can't do this if we ever want to win another election. So I think there's a chance that we can kill it in the Senate, you know, so long as we don't get distracted by all these claims about border security that John Cornyn and other folks in the Senate are going to make.
I think the whole border security thing is nonsense. First of all, since when is securing the border of the United States a policy option? It's a constitutional requirement. It's your oath of office, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, right? I mean, if Republicans were sincere in what they were doing, they would put a border security bill on the floor, they would say, we are going to pass this. Harry Reid, Barack Obama, go ahead. Say you're not going to do this. Go ahead. We dare you. And pass the border security thing first, make it get implemented, and say, you know what, after we do that, maybe we can have a wider conversation about what you all want to do. But we're not doing anything until you pass the border security bill. That's the right way to do it, not this comprehensive nonsense.
You know, and I know in Washington, D.C., the sticking point is the pathway to citizenship. But I'm telling you, I believe that the sticking point for most Americans is they don't believe in amnesty. I mean, Marco Rubio and Chuck Schumer are of one like mind when it comes to amnesty. That's priority one. It's the first thing, as you just pointed out, Dan, that happens. But most Americans, you know, regardless of party, I mean, this is more a class thing than it is a philosophical thing. They don't believe people should be rewarded for jumping the line, for breaking the law. They don't believe in amnesty.
And here, and you brought up a great point. They say, you know, these people go into the back of the line. Well, that is not true at all. 180 days. These folks have legal status. They can live here. They can work here. They can travel abroad. They can do all that legally. There are 4.5 million folks who are waiting in line overseas trying to come here legally. So they have the privilege of being able to do that. And what we're going to say is, hey, you folks waiting in line, good luck. Maybe we'll draw your number someday. But no. For the folks who snuck over, go ahead. That's fine. We'll give you all the privileges right now.
Yeah, what we're really saying to them and to all of those who went through the rigorous process of immigrating here legally is, suckers, all you needed to do was just get in through the southern border, or all you needed to do was overstay your tourist visa or your student visa, and you could have gotten permanent residency. That's what it makes a mockery out of those who play by the rules. Republicans stuck to that, amnesty is wrong, it rewards lawbreaking, plus it makes a mockery of those who play by the rules, you get 70% on your side.
I mean, think about the students or the other folks who came here on a visa. And look, I mean, a lot of the folks that we have here illegally in this country overstay their visas. But about half of them actually go back. They follow the rule of law. They're on the outside looking in and going, well, heck, I could have just stayed and then I would have, you know, been in the country legally. Everything would have been fine. I'd eventually gotten citizenship. They made the right choice. They made the legal choice. They were responsible and they're being punished for it. That's no way to run this country.
Did you know that illegals, once legalized, would qualify for the earned income tax credit because they would then have a valid Social Security number for themselves and their kids?
Yeah, I mean, what happens after folks get legal status is amazing, and it's something that nobody really wants to talk about, but they're eligible for a host of benefits, especially at the state level. But that, too, and a lot of these benefits are going to flow through their kids. And it's something that nobody is really talking about because they don't want to talk about that because it makes sense.
Well,
you know, nobody's going to be in favor of it.
But it's even worse than I said, Dan, because not only will they qualify for the earned income tax credit, which is basically the IRS giving you money rather than having you pay them money, which is what most taxpayers do. If you're poor, you're under an income threshold, you can get earned income tax refunds or, you know, benefits up to $5,000 and more. It gets worse than that because a little known ruling way back in 2000 by the IRS opened the door to illegals being able to claim back earned income tax credit benefits. If they can show that they were working in this country for 5 years, say they moved here 5 years ago, they were working, and they would have qualified for a refund from the earned income tax credit, then they will get benefits for those 5 years they were working here illegally before they were legalized.
And you know the crazy thing is that people hear this and say, well, that's never going to happen. Well, there are...
They don't even have to take proactive... They have to take proactive action to keep it from happening. That's how the law currently works. That if you are here illegally, but somehow you are legalized and you get a legal ID, then you can qualify for back benefits from when you were here illegally. That is how current law works.
And there will be a host of lawyers who are going to help people navigate that process and ensure they get every cent that they think that they're entitled to. And this is the real insidious part about this bill, in all major bills like this, is that you're going to have the special interest, the pro-amnesty lobby or lawyers are going to be out in force suing everybody at every turn they can to get more and more for the people who are here. They're going to say, oh, that takes too long. That's not fair. Let's file a lawsuit and expedite the whole process. That is going to happen. They're ramping up to do it now.
By the way, I got to ask you, why, with all of these problems that have now been exposed about the bill in its 1,076 pages, why is Marco Rubio still on this thing?
Your guess is as good as mine. He's been doing this very delicate dance the entire time. He'd back away, try to get a little more, and then walk and embrace it again and back away. He's been doing this time and time again. He's doing it with border security right now. And look, I think he's in this camp of really wanting to get something done. Who knows for what reason, but he is fully committed to doing this. I don't see any sign of him backing away from this, regardless of how bad this bill looks.
Okay, so you think it probably, but might not pass the Senate, right?
I think we have a decent shot at killing it, more so than most people in this town.
Okay. And then it goes to the House. What happens there?
And I am much more pessimistic about the House than most people. I mean, if you listen carefully to what they're saying, the House is going to pass something. They're working on figuring out what that is. It may not even have amnesty in it, but then they're going to go to a conference committee. Whatever comes out of the conference committee, and look, no conservative is going to be appointed to that conference committee. Whatever comes out of that conference committee is going to pass the Senate. They're going to use Democrat votes to pass it in the House, and then Barack Obama is going to sign an amnesty bill. You know, if it gets through the Senate, we're in a whole lot of trouble because the Speaker seems to indicate that he's willing to use Democrats to pass the final version.
It is 14 minutes to 9 o'clock. Dan Holler from Heritage Action for America, thanks for joining me. I very much appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good one.